Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second Sunday in Advent. It's great to be with you all and be worshiping our great God this day. Today, we're going to be talking about what it means to be separated and the fact that God has come to bridge that gap, to bridge that separation. Just as we have been for the past few weeks, we're going to start by worshiping our God through song with the song King of Heaven. It really kind of touches on that theme of separation a little bit and what God has done to come and rescue us. The song King of Heaven is written by Paul Baloch. It's a little bit newer than the songs we've been doing, but if you don't know it, just invite you to sing along as best you can. This is King of Heaven.
Jesus, let your kingdom come here. Let your will be done here in us. Jesus, there is no one greater. You alone are Savior. Show the world your love. King of Heaven, come down. King of Heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. We are children of your mercy, rescued for your glory. We cry, Jesus, set our hearts towards you, that every eye would see you lifted high. King of Heaven, come down. King of Heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. King of Heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of Heaven, come. King of Heaven, come. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of Heaven, come. King of Heaven, rise up. Who can stand against us? You are strong to save in your mighty name. King of Heaven, come.
Well, thank you, Paul, for that song, King of Heaven. King of Heaven, come down. It's all about the Lord coming to us, and we're in the Advent season, and what a wonderful time to think again about God's love for us and that he sent us his Son. You probably have noticed that the church has been decorated, and we're glad for that. It looks a little bit more like Christmas time, doesn't it? And of course, we see the Advent candles as well. Having said that, I want to remind everybody on Wednesdays, December the 9th and December the 16th, you'll have the opportunity to continue to enjoy family Advent worship. We got started this past Wednesday, and I think all of us who had the opportunity to view that were really blessed by it. Our theme for today is entitled Separated. Separated. And you'll notice just the word separated with an X over it, because we don't want to be separated from God or separated from one another. And he makes it all possible so we're not. Let's bow our heads for an opening word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your goodness. We rejoice in your faithfulness. And we thank you, Lord God, that you come to us. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us now. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus, you have promised to come again. Deepen our faith, our walk with you, that we not only further receive your work in our hearts, but then we share that love, we share that work with the world around us. So come, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, lead this time, for it's you that we worship. And we ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. And together we say, amen. Amen. Well, we are gathered together in worship, no matter where it is we are. And worship, as we listen, as we sing, as we pray, as we watch, can unify us. Just as we profess our Christian faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed that unify us. And so we begin, we do that now. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Well, as we have been doing the last few weeks, we continue to do, and that is, Angie, would you please now come and provide the children's message? So gather the children together, and let's be blessed at this time.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you a story. These two sisters, there was an older sister and a younger sister who was about four, and they decided to go to a women's department store. Well, the older sister got distracted, and when she turned around, the younger sister was gone. She looked everywhere. She even found a clerk to help her find her. They made an overhead page. They checked the bathrooms. They even locked the outside door so nobody could get in or out. And then finally, one of the clerks found her in a clothes rack. When I asked her why she had not come out when they were calling for her, she said that she was afraid that the sister was going to be angry. So she hid because she thought that they would be angry. Sometimes we act like this, don't we? We hide because we think God's going to be angry. We hide by not coming to church on Sundays, or by not reading our Bible, or just by not following the commandments, don't we? But you know what? God does not hate us or get angry with us or mad at us when we hide from him. He wants us to come back to him so we can enjoy his word. That's what God wants from us. He's never angry. He's big enough. Nothing we do can be big enough for him to not love us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to remember that when we don't feel your presence, we need to make sure we haven't moved away from you. Help us remember that nothing can separate us from you or your love from us. Amen.
Well, I want to get started in this message by going back a few years. Going back to the mid-50s, if you will. I'm talking 1950s. A time in which I was 2 years old. A time in which I was in the hospital for quite some time, struggling with an illness called polio. Now, I didn't understand polio. I didn't know what was going on in my body. Nor did I understand or like very much the fact that because I was hospitalized, I was separated from my family. I wasn't able to be with them as much as I wanted to. Hospital visitation back then was very different than it was before the time of COVID that we're in. My folks would come and visit me. I'd be really, really excited, thrilled that they came. But then they only stayed a short time, and they'd go home. My folks would come back and visit me another day. I was really excited, thrilled that they were there. But then they'd leave, having stayed again a short time, and they'd go back home. Well, this went on visit after visit, till I got to the point to where when my family came to see me, I was just numb. I wasn't excited anymore. I didn't realize it at the time, but that was a coping mechanism for me. I was really having difficulty being that we were separated from one another. And then the day came, and what a day it was. My folks walked in the hospital room. They were all smiling. I knew something was different. My mother had a change of clothes for me, and I knew in that moment I was finally going home. They carried me down to the car, put me in the back seat of the car, and I think that back seat for me at that particular time became a trampoline. I was so excited. And then when I got home, I walked in and out of every room just checking it out. But the most important thing to me was this, to be with my mom and my dad, my brother, to be with my family, not to be separated anymore. And I remember I didn't let them out of my sight. I was so, so happy. But as I think back to that time, I've realized that there was somebody happier than I was, and that was the Lord God. Because you see, the Lord God is all about family. He's all about relationship. He's all about bringing people together that were not separated. And when we really stop and think about it a little bit, that's what Advent's all about as well. Jesus Christ, the promised Savior coming for mankind. Well, let's go back a little bit further than the 1950s now. Let's go all the way back to Genesis. How wonderful it was, God in relationship with Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve in relationship with God, in relationship with one another, in relationship with creation. Everything was as good as it could be. And then everything changed. Because him who separated himself from God, I'm talking now about Satan, the enemy, comes to tempt Adam and Eve with all of his lies and his deceptive ways. Well, as you might well know the story, and unfortunately, Adam and Eve willfully disobeyed. And in that moment, separated themselves from God, from each other, and even from creation. That changed as well. Well, what was really the next thing that happened? Oh, yes, Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. But what did God do? Because he didn't want to be separated from them. Because he still loved them. And this is good news. Because he still loved them in spite of their sin. God does not treat us as our sins deserve. So he went looking for Adam and Eve. And of course, he knew where they were. And he had a question for them. And this is the question. Where are you? Where are you? Now, sometimes I like to play on words. So let's take the first letter of those three words, where are you, and it spells the word way. Adam and Eve had chosen a different way, but God is giving them the best way of all, reestablishing a relationship with them through the promise of Jesus Christ. And when you stop and think about it, Advent began in the garden. It began in Genesis, God loving mankind, Adam and Eve, you and me, and wanting to have an ongoing relationship with us. It's wonderful to be reminded that as Christ was promised, he came. That first Advent has happened, but he's with us even now. He's with us through the Word, and he's promised to come again. Advent is a time of preparation. It's a time of expectation. It's a time of being comforted. And when Jesus lived on this earth, he was continually strengthening and comforting his disciples. He wanted them to be secure in their relationship with him no matter what happened. So I read this word from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, as Jesus is comforting his disciples and preparing them for what's to come. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Do not let your hearts be troubled." What do we do when our hearts are troubled? We go to God. We trust in God. We remember that right here and now, Emmanuel, God is with us. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." Advent's all about being prepared, isn't it? Waiting for Jesus. But even now, Jesus is preparing for us to live with him for an eternity. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." It's Jesus who is the way, the truth, and the life. In the book of Romans, we've got a wonderful word of encouragement that talks about not being separated from God. It reads as follows: "Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it's written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered." Goes on to say, "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors because of what Christ has done. Through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation," okay, here it comes, "will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Good news indeed. Good news about the grace of God, the love of God, and that God desires a continual relationship with you and me. When you think about the life of Jesus Christ, he did it all for us. He stopped at nothing because, you see, we were worth everything to him. This past week, I read what I thought was a rather inspirational story. It's a story about a married couple by the name of Mary and Steve, been married about 24, 25 years. They were really, really close. They did everything together. But then some time ago, Steve developed Alzheimer's, and it really began to take a toll in his life and on their marriage. It continued to progress and continued to progress. And then in the summer of 2019, they deemed it best that Steve would be placed and begin to live in a memory care facility. Well, that was devastating to both of them because they began to experience separation. They were separated from each other. Well, Mary was ever faithful, and she promised Steve that he'd never be alone, at least to the best of her ability. Every day after work, she would go and she would visit her husband in the memory care facility. And they did the best they could, being separated. But then March of 2020 happened. The pandemic. No longer did the memory care facility allow anyone to visit including Mary, could not no longer visit her husband, Steve. Terribly hard for them. And there was a time where they didn't see each other for a few months. But Mary didn't quit. She tried to come up with as many ideas, as many ways to get in to be with her husband so they wouldn't be separated. And this is what she decided to do. She was able to land a job at that memory care facility as a dishwasher, somebody who washed dishes, somebody who mopped the floor. And as a result of being there, she was able to be with her husband, Steve, a couple hours a day. You know what that is? That's love. That's relationship. That's doing whatever it takes to care for somebody. Can you think of someone else who's done that? I know you can. It's Jesus. I think of that one line in that hymn, "From heaven above to earth I come." God becomes a man, and they said he would stop at nothing because we're everything to him. He continues to love us and provide an eventual eternal relationship with him. Mary might have been a dishwasher, but we know that Jesus was a servant too, wasn't he? He washed people's feet. Scripture says that he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. And again, all out of his love for you and for me. This I read from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave or forsake you." And then Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, "The Lord himself goes before you in whatever it is we're going through or will go through. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you." Emmanuel, God with us. "He will never leave or forsake you. So do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." You notice our theme word for today, it's separated. And you see that there's an X over the word separated because we don't want to be separated. But here's the real reason why we're not separated from God. It's the cross, isn't it? It's the cross and the work on our behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends, we bow our heads for prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your faithfulness. We rejoice in your continued kindness and how you pursue us, Lord God, how you love us so, how we are your children. Help us to live in that love, Lord God, to believe about ourselves the way you do, that we're forgiven, that we're loved, that we're redeemed, that Jesus even now is preparing a home for us. And as this is all true, Lord God, might we share the truth of your love with the world so that others too have a relationship with you. We pray, Heavenly Father, for all who govern, for all who lead. We pray for everyone who's involved in a service agency, including our men and women and their families who faithfully serve in the military. We ask, Lord God, that they know how loved they are by you. Give them wisdom and grant them good health and safety, Lord God. Beyond that, we pray for family members and friends who have ongoing needs of health, those who are struggling, having been diagnosed with COVID. And we also pray, Lord God, for people that we know, friends that we know, friends that we love who have lost a loved one. So we take this moment of quiet now and we lift up those names to you. We thank you, Lord God, for hearing these names and the prayers of your people. And we just trust you, Lord God, as well you encourage us so to do, that you will be faithful to meet those our family members and friends' needs. Thank you, Lord God, for this time of worship. Thank you for this Advent season. And might we worship and enjoy you. Might we worship and enjoy one another. And might we look for opportunities the way you always did, Jesus, to share your love. We ask all of these petitions in Jesus' name, even as we continue to pray together now in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Well, my friends in Christ, please be encouraged to worship regularly with what you've just received and will be receiving again next week. Remember, family Advent worship, December the 9th and the 16th, and carry this thought with you as well. It'll help you and me get through. Always remember, God is still on the throne. And now take into your hearts and homes the benediction of the Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As always, having been loved by God, why do we now exist? We exist to love God, one another, and all people. Let's be faithful to live, to give. Let's be faithful to share his love. God bless you, church.